difficulty. That seems to be how God works. You know, he works through our trials and things like that. And we've been learning that this past year. And so we thought, wouldn't it be great? And wouldn't it be great if we could just hear some of kind of the grassroots blessings about what God is doing in individual lives and share them in like a 1 minute or so in a service. Next week is kind of like a big picture blessings of what God is doing in our church and in these big ministries. And this is this, and I'm hoping that these two Sundays, today and next Sunday, fit kind of hand in glove together, because next week's kind of the big picture. This is kind of like the grassroots, like stuff going on in your life that maybe nobody else knows about, blessings of how God's working in your life. And this is just equally as exciting as next Sunday is what we get to as well. But it's important that we take time and reflect on the blessings that God gives us, because it's so easy to forget, isn't it? It's so easy to forget all that God does, because life happens and we got to pay our bills and we got to go to work and we get through the mundane, and then COVID hits and we forget all of the blessings that God does in our life. And it's so important to remember. And so I just want to set us in the right tone by reading just a few words of scripture. And Jonathan, can you go to that next slide there? From Psalm 103, the first five verses, it says this: praise the Lord, or bless the Lord. We just sang that. Bless the Lord. That's where this song comes from. Oh, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. And here's the verse I want to hone in on. Bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not his benefits. Because we can forget. We know it's so easy to forget. And then it lists just a few of them. He forgives all our sins, who heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And he goes on and on and on in the rest of the chapter in Psalm 103 to reflect on the goodness of God and the blessings of God that the psalm is just overwhelmed with. And so this morning, I want to take some time and remember, so that we don't forget, remember some of the blessings that God has given us. And so here's what we have. We have two mics here. We have one here and one here, and we got two chairs there in waiting. And if you have a blessing, I'm going to ask you to come and then kind of sit in the queues there, ready to stand up and share it with the rest of the church. And I have Jeff and Bert, they're going to kind of start us off here in a second. But also, if you're online and you want to share a blessing, but you're not here in person, I go on to Facebook and you can just write as short or as long as you want in the comments section. And then Serena Clausen, our Director of Connections and Care, she's going to be reading that. And she'll actually come up to the mic and read it on your behalf. And I will say, too, that if you are a little shy and maybe you don't want to come to the mic, I encourage you to come to the mic. But if you do like you can, maybe you want to write it in the comments there. And then Serena can read it there as well, as we all reflect on the blessings that God has given us individually. And I say a minute, and we're not going to put a time clock up and yank you off with a cane or anything, but you know, just keep it short, and it's a blessing. And when one person comes up and shares kind of a blessing, we're going to respond with this old responsive statement. I will say it. Where I'll say God is good, and you say, and I'll say all the time. That's right. Okay, so we reflect on the goodness of God. And I'm hoping that each one of these testimonies, these short testimonies, will be what the parable that Pastor Josh talked about a few weeks ago, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. It won't be like the Pharisee where he comes in and he goes, I thank God that I'm not like, and he's basically saying, I'm good all the time I'm good. But the tax collector beat his chest, remember, and he said, have mercy upon me, a sinner, because he knew the goodness and mercy of God. And this is all about the blessing of God today. And I know that's going to be the posture of all of our blessings today. So, speaking of Pharisees and tax collectors. Oh, that was good. My two bosses, Jeff and Bert. Come on up. I don't know which one of you is the Pharisee or the tax. They're both Dutch, so we'll call them both tax collectors here. And I'll give you the mic after I say that. You can share a blessing. Bert, you want to go first? Go for it. Yes, take off your mask too when you come on up. Yeah.
appreciate patterns too. He lets things all fit together. So last week, I was able to celebrate my dad's 89th birthday. Yeah.
Wow.
And this has been a really hard year on them. They were in lockdown for a good part of the year. So the goodness of God was that mom and dad are both alive. They were together, locked in their room for months. It had a toll on them. They're both, but dad in particular is, he's doing okay. But yeah, you can tell he's slowing down. But it's been such a blessing to have them around. And I just really, also, more things fitting together. It's Father's Day. It's also my anniversary. 34 years. And, you know, just about modeling, because my mom and dad are going to be, God willing, in a month, they'll be doing, finishing lap number 67. And, yeah, just wow. God's faithfulness and the blessing of a godly model to follow. And God's been so good.
Yeah. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Okay, Jonathan, you just go to the next slide there. There we go. We'll leave that up there. Go, Jeff.
When Brent asked me to share a blessing, and I was thinking about it, I just need to take the time and think about how much God has blessed me. And the hymn comes to mind, count your blessings, name them one by one. One comes to mind first was our small group this year. We had an awesome year, small group, encouraging each other, studying God's word, praying with each other, and once in a while laughing with each other. But one of the things, encouraging things came out that we had a couple that joined our group earlier on, that Reg and Ivy Willems. But halfway through the year, Ivy was diagnosed with bone cancer. And for the last 2 months, she's been in palliative care. And her husband, Reg, has been living in palliative care with her, just to be with her. And what a great example of just a great marriage, of a husband giving up his life for his wife. But what's even more encouraging is periodically I'll text Reg, see how things are going. And his response will come back invariably along the lines, praise be to God, thankful for the things that are happening, and just steadfast in their faith. What an encouragement.
Yeah. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
All right. Preben, you up?
How God has blessed me this past year. Can I get a show of hands? How many men in here have a Paul in their life? A mentor.
Amen.
How many men? Can I start with this? Can I encourage you, all the men and all the women, to search out a Paul in your life, to pray for a Paul in your life? Because I don't know what I would have done without a Paul in my life. Carol and I have been through some fires and some valleys. And it's times like that you look to Jesus. You have Jesus in your life. But I think Jesus made us as brothers and sisters to walk with each other too. And I so appreciate the Paul in my life. I won't point him out, but I think he knows who he is. I'm pretty sure he does. It's been such a blessing to me, and I can't say any more about that. I just encourage you to search God, to pray for someone to walk with you through the fires and the valleys and the life that we walk through right now.
Thank you. Awesome. God is good.
All the time.
All right. We got two more guys here. You guys can fight over it.
So Brent asked me to share a blessing, and he said I had an hour. So thankfully everyone's sitting down.
You better take that hat off. That's all I can say.
This is the other blessing that he would let me wear. So
you're bringing a demon.
I didn't bring the band with me, the parade that's coming. I wanted to read from Ephesians because it's one of these things that if you don't read it often enough, you forget that we're blessed in the heavenlies, then every spiritual blessing is available to us. And he chose us from the foundation of the earth. Like Brent, he was picked before the earth was made. Roger, and you know, Serena, and everyone whose name I'm not remembering right now because I'm on the spot, you've all been chosen before the foundation of the earth to be part of his church. And the blessings that he provides to us daily, like he offers us the Holy Spirit, and I've been led by the Holy Spirit to come out to Alberta and to call a friend who said, I need people, so I became a plumber, and then I was in the insurance office in town, and I just heard ask how to become an insurance agent, and I found a course, and now I'm working in insurance, whereas things just happen, and I know it's God that's working through the coincidences and the little things, and when things are set up by God, it's like dominoes fall, like one thing after another, and if you look back, and you take a 360-degree view, it's like, this is amazing. Like, everything works together for those that he loves, and they're good. So I wanted to read the Aaronic blessing in closing. It says, Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel, and say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them. I thank God every day for this church, that we're still here, we're still able to come, and that we are working, that we pray for our missionaries, we pray for the persecuted church, we pray for areas that don't know our Lord, and they're coming to faith. There's people that are coming to faith in countries that we haven't been there since the 70s, like Iran has more Christians now than before the revolution in the 70s. That's the Spirit working. He's drawing his people, and he's finding those lost sheep. So if you're speaking to someone, and there's something there, and you're speaking, and they're listening, and God draws them in. We just throw the seed. They're the soil. So they're going to be hard, or they're going to be a soft, and they're going to return a harvest 30, 60, 100 fold, but just throw the seed out, because the parable doesn't say you got to be a good thrower. The skill of the sower is not mentioned anywhere in that parable. It's the soil, so that's the receiver. So throw the seed out wherever you go. God bless you.
There's a lot in there. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
All right. We're going to fight here. Go ahead, Norm.
Good morning, everybody. So we were asked to share how you've been blessed by God in this past year. And so I want to share one of each, actually. The first one, how I've been blessed in the last year is, considering COVID was on, I've decided in the last year to develop a relationship with both of my sons. Not that I didn't have one before, it's just that I've made it a point to meet with them once a week to just see how they're doing, how life is going on for them, and so on, right? So it's been a really good blessing. And the second one is a blessing. How has God used others to bless you in this past year? So this is actually a blessing that I want to share about our small group. Last December, we grew by one. And the lady that joined our group also had terminal cancer. And what happened was, it was around Christmas, and she called into the church for a meal. And our small group learned through Compassionate Cook Ministry that this was happening. And so some of the people within our small group know this lady and said, you know, why don't we get together and put this meal together for her? And so we did. So as the leader of the small group, it was my responsibility to call her, introduce myself, and to see what day and time we should be delivering this meal. And so we got into a conversation over the phone. It was pretty interesting. We both have sons who are friends, and also she considered She considers this church her home church. Her name is Pat, by the way. And during our conversation about that part of it, the Holy Spirit led me to ask her the question, well, if you're part of our church, would you want to join our small group? And she said, I'd love to, Norm. She said, you know, I said, we meet on Zoom, and I said, you know, there's no chance because she's vulnerable to getting sick and all with the COVID thing. And she said, you know what, Norm, I've been praying for God to give me opportunity to fellowship with others. And she says, this is the answer to the Lord's Prayer. So thank you so much, she said. So from then on, she joined our group. Because she was going under treatment, she couldn't always make it, or she could only make it partway through sometimes. But nonetheless, the comments that she made to us encouraged us and challenged us in our faith and in our walk with God. And, you know, since Christmas, we also decided as a small group that we should each take a turn each week to deliver a meal to her family. And so we've been doing that. And when we deliver a meal, it's, you know, we get to visit with Pat a little bit sometimes if she's feeling up to it. We fellowship and we pray together. And, you know, it's pretty amazing how when we serve others, when we minister to others, we too are ministered to. Each time, that is what happens when we go there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that is the blessing that God has used others to bless us and our small group in the last
year. That's awesome.
Yeah.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
What we got? Dale.
All right. Mine's actually a bit of an update on the one word, because I think back in whenever we did it, January, for the first one word of the year, I was up here letting you guys know that a lot of you already didn't know that I had lost my job from August and was struggling to find another job and not having a whole lot of luck. And the how has God used others to bless you this past year? The peace that he has given me through all of your prayers. There's been so many people that have come up and just said, we're praying for you, praying that God finds you a job, God provides for you the way he needs. The prayer warriors out there were so awesome. So I thank you guys so much for that. And also, the package that I got from work got me through 5 months, but I was unemployed for 9. And there was never a time where Minnick and I had to question, where were we going to pay our mortgage? Where were we going to find food? There's God provided, and God provided through all of you guys. So again, I thank you guys so, so much for that. Then I realized God wasn't done teaching me through this. There was a position that right when I knew I was getting laid off, there was a position I knew I wanted. And I applied for it. Didn't get it the first time because it wasn't quite the position. But then the exact position that I wanted came up, and I applied for it. It was like, I've got this. This is what I was built for. This is what I can do. And God had other plans because I didn't get that job. And it was tough. It broke me a little bit. But God blessed me in a way that I never saw coming, because he got me a job a month ago that has been the biggest blessing to me, that is more than I ever expected it was going to be. And I haven't stopped praising him since. So, yeah.
Do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Go ahead, Donna. Always like.
Well, I too chose Psalm 103 today, and I want to read the first couple of verses again. And let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. May I never forget the good things he done for me. This past year, at the beginning of this COVID, I found myself going across the country. And it was for because my mom had taken a fall. I'd been there in January to celebrate her birthday, and then all of a sudden, a week later, I get a call that my mom has taken a fall. And she ended up going to glory on May 5th. I got to spend 21 days, well, actually 21 nights at the hospital talking to my mother without getting kicked out of the hospital. God was gracious to me. People came and went. Nurses were surprised that I was there. They wanted me there. They told me, hey, you're doing such an amazing job. Get your water for your mom, you get this, you get that. But the amazing thing about all that was I got to reminisce with my mom about all of God's blessings in her life. And there were many. My mom went to be with the Lord at 86. But after I came back, I pondered all that about God's blessings in her life. And one day, not long before she passed away, my phone rings. Then days I was keeping the phone by my bed. And I jumped out of bed, and the nurse had my mom on FaceTime. And my mom, with a great sense of humor, she says, what are you going to do when you get up today? And you know, I thought about that afterwards, too. What am I going to do with my day? I've been so used to doing my thing, you know, and running my course of life. But God took me back to say, hey, you know, all that you do, yes, it makes a difference, but have you thought that, you know, the reason you get to do this, all these things is because I've blessed you? I've blessed you with health. I've blessed you with this. I've blessed you with that. And so I started counting my blessings. I really did. I stayed up this morning to 4 o'clock. I didn't need to stay up. But I stayed up and I went through scriptures and I read and I read about all the physical blessings and all the spiritual blessing that God has bestowed upon us. It's amazing. It's amazing. My life hasn't been the same since my mom passed away. God, my mom was a prayer warrior. And she challenged me one day. She said, while I was talking to her on the phone, she was 3 months not out of bed due to many broken bones. And she challenged me. She said, Donna, she said, God has a lot in store, a lot of things that needs to be done in this world yet. She talked about her days when she had to pray for people who were at war. 5 of her uncles all at one time went to the war. She didn't know if they were coming back, but she prayed. She said, you're living in a time when you can call upon the name of the Lord. Do it. Do it for the needs of the world. Do it for what's going on in your society. She challenged me to do more for the glory of God. And you know, it was hard. It was hard hearing that. Because I used to doing a lot of things, but praying wasn't really, it was on my radar. I was praying, but not like what I would need it to do in this time. So this past year, I've been blessed through prayer, praying with people. God's taken me many miles just to pray with someone. And a tremendous blessing. And people who have influenced my life this past year and been a blessing to me is my cell group. They don't know that. The times that we met online, they were my, I was so thankful. I had friends like Bert and Gail and Roger and Roseanne. Those people, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my cell group, and my church family, you are a blessing. You've been a blessing to me, and you helped me to get out of bed some days, honestly, because we all know that grieving isn't easy. But God is good. God is faithful. God bless you, and thank you for an opportunity to share with you.
Wow, thanks, Donna. You too are a blessing to us. God is good all the time. Where you at? Dean?
Wow. God has blessed me greatly just in the tools that he has given us, and just with the one word and the one blessing that we've been doing for the past 3 years has been a great blessing to me in this past year. I came to this church 20 years ago seeking God, wanting to have a relationship with him. And I came to this church, and I felt his presence here, and I felt loved by him and by everybody who sat in these chairs. And the mission back then was love God, love others, and do something about it. And I jumped onto that mission. That was my heart, to be a part of this church, be involved in all the things that we did as a church. Kids camp was always the number one on my heart. I loved kids camp. And when I would be at kids camp, I felt like I was a part of something bigger than me. And I felt unity in all of that. And many of the other things that I participated in, small groups and all the many things that I dabbled in when I lived in this church these past 20 years. So the beginning of the pandemic, that really turned things upside down for me. What I felt unity in and what I felt a part of was no longer accessible in the way that I served God, loved God, and did something about it. So when Pastor Brent started bringing the one word 3 years ago, was for me a preparation for something that I would have, that God would be doing a mind shift in me, in what is unity, what is a church family. And so 3 years ago, my one word was John 4. It was the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And I just want to read one little chunk to you of that. Yet a time is coming, and now come, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. So this year, when we started doing the one prayer where we were asking the Holy Spirit to comfort, empower, and lead us to all truth, was a crucial prayer in my life. And in some ways, I had already been praying for myself. But to be able to be praying in unification in with you guys, in that we were all praying the same prayer, we were all having our one word and hanging on to that, even though we couldn't rub shoulders personally or walk into each other's homes or do those things that we've done when we walked in this church seeking to have and to experience God in that way. So yeah, and I just I love the prayer that we're praying for this month too, where it said, where Jesus, and I just think it's so cool too that in God's word we get to see some of Jesus's prayers, and the prayer that Jesus for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent us. I have been a Christ follower for a while now, and I always felt like my biggest effect on people was doing it, getting out there, telling them the good news. And I had to really have a mind shift in what that looks like, and to know that we have one heart, one mind, and God is going to continue using us no matter what's going on in the world is a blessing to me. And I just want to read one more scripture that really, when Pastor Brent was doing the Revelation series, he always ended it with that prayer in Revelations 1. And to me, that always gave me hope. And It's a prayer that I see that the multitude has prayed. And we are a little piece of that multitude. And we are in this scripture to me is a unification of that. And to know that Jesus' blood is what unifies us. And he has cleansed us from our sins. And that's what brings us together. And I am just so grateful for what Jesus has done. And so this is the prayer that I want to pray for us again and just hold that up as what we keep our eyes fixed on, that time when we will be as a multitude of believers. And we continue to pray that now in the presence. And so I pray it today. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
God is good. All the time.
Good.
Thanks, Ladine. Go, Marion.
Good morning. I have been percolating on this blessing thing all week. It was really hard to choose. I have been blessed this year. The giggles of my grandkids, the smiles of my friend, sunrise in the morning says his goodness never ends. He's an anchor in life's tantrums, a quiet place of peace, a sureness that his kindness will never, ever cease. The history of his caring show my worries they can leave. They have no place beside him. In his patience, I believe. When sickness rears its ugly head and lonely is dark blue, when hopes and plans have disappeared, I know his love is true. I often do not understand the shape of life I see, but the convoluted pathways seem to wind up at his feet. He isn't scared or squeamish when my life becomes a mess. He waits for me to accept what's from his hand is best. 1 year is short in 65. Experience hangs around. Each day I live seems to show his faithfulness is sound. His blessings make me thankful. His love can make me sing. His disciplines and guidance give me the victory. He's so good.
All the time.
All the time.
That's awesome. Thanks for writing that poem. Did you do that this week?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. She wrote that. You got a few from online, Serena?
I have two for online. Steve and Sarah Heinen, they say that we are blessed this year by our small group who has walked with us through a challenging year. Online or in person, we did life together. And I have another one from Don Callahan. God is faithful. I have been blessed with health, answered prayers, His patience, teaching me, and recently clarity in decisions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
God is good.
God is good. All the time.
That's awesome. Go ahead. Go ahead, Arda.
Good morning. Just wanted to share a few words about a fresh encounter I had with Jesus this past year. Back in October, I just had this desire to want to understand the gospel accounts better. And the Holy Spirit just started taking me, just drawing me into every detail of the narratives. And for the first time ever, I could feel the emotions that went with every event. I could feel the desperation of, you know, people seeking healing, like the woman that had been bleeding for years, and just that desire to touch the edge of Jesus' garment. And when Mary Magdalene discovered the empty tomb, and I could feel the panic of when she's running to Simon Peter and the other disciple. And then when they started running towards the tomb, and just I could just feel that anxiety and fears. The one outran the other. This wasn't a race. This was a just the desire to get to the tomb and see what happened. And So just time and time again, the Holy Spirit just kept drawing me into every little detail, and it was such a blessing, and I'm just super, super thankful.
Wow, thank you. God is good all the time. Angie or Dalton, you want to arm wrestle?
Hi, I'm Angie Johnson, and my husband and I just moved here in December last year from BC, and he bought the house, and I didn't ever see it in person. Just that's the way it worked out. And I was always praying that there would be, we were praying for a long time for our first home, our first place. Then in the spring, after all the snow went away and the brown time was over, and then things started getting green, so I have lilacs and all these wonderful things coming up in the garden, and I never expected that, I never planted that. We didn't know what was there, and that's been such a physical blessing that I can see and enjoy, and the butterflies and the raspberries and everything. So that's really wonderful. And then the other thing is Tuesday night prayer meeting. Here in that little room over there has been really wonderful, and I hope more people could join us because we have a really good time enjoying the Lord's presence, and that's all.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, this year has been pretty up and down. Some pretty hard things have been happening in my life. A lot of it's just not wise choices on my part. But because of that, it's brought me to some pretty dark places that I haven't been to for a while since my, like most of you know, like I've battled with alcohol addiction for a while now. And so kind of was getting really low to that point, but just really God's blessings in his word and particularly Psalm 77, where it's Asaph's talking about like remembering the past things the Lord has done, his miracles and things like that, and holding strong to those that, yeah, basically if he's done things in the past like that, then he can surely do greater things moving forward. And so, yeah, really helping me to stay sober, and then like other people that he has brought in my life and like continue to work through a lot this year. I've been like recently, like Fred helped me be able to find a car. My old one died, and again, more bad decisions there, not taking care of it, but able to find a car pretty quickly, so I didn't have to miss work. And also another huge blessing has been we call him Zay Zay, but Isaiah Seibel, you know, Aunt Owen and Angie's kid, that's my nephew. He's been a super big blessing.
Awesome.
Pretty much, God is good.
All the time. All the time? Yeah. You left us hanging there, Dalton.
Cassandra and I have had so many blessings this year, it's hard to pick one, but we were able to be married in the middle of a pandemic, which is crazy, and her dad is still fairly strong after battling cancer for a year. And like Praben was talking about, I actually have my own Paul Van Kuhlenberg is my prayer partner, so that's been such a blessing this year as well, just knowing that someone's been praying for me consistently. But the blessing that I wanted to share actually started before the pandemic. So as some of you know, I'm a high school teacher, which high school math, which is a blessing in itself, and I graduated in 2019, and it's hard as a new teacher to get into a school somewhere. It's so many politics and everything, but I was able to get on to Edmonton Public as a substitute teacher in the fall of 2019. So I thought that, well, I'd work hard for a couple of years and get something under my feet, get some repertoire, and then get in somewhere. But in January of 2020, I was able to be hired on with a temporary contract at Jasper Place High School. And so I thought that was just the maximum blessing that I was ever going to receive, just to get on so quickly. But then little did we know that a month and a half later, we'd be entering into a pandemic and school would be pushed online. And so all the substitute teachers that I knew were suddenly unemployed because you don't substitute teach online, really. But I had this blessing of being, having my own classroom and still being employed and being able to pay the bills and not having to go look for a job after working for 4 years in university. And so that was an incredible blessing just to end that year. And then the summer came, and then I knew that this year would be tough going into a pandemic again, or in the middle of a pandemic, and not having that certainty back onto a substitute list. And I knew that subbing would be crazy this year with all of the isolations and everything. And then so I supply teached for 2 months, and then off and on. And then in November again, I was contacted by Jasper Place as a teacher went on a medical leave, and so I've had a temporary contract since then until I've got 5 more days left, basically. But through all of the being pushed online twice this year and everything like that, I've still had that consistency of starting a marriage and still having a consistent job and consistent paycheck coming in, and God's been so faithful to me through that, and yeah, so that's the blessing.
Awesome. God is good.
All the time.
All right. Any more? All right. It's good. You brought your blessing with you too, didn't you?
Just wait. You can say God is good when they're ready. Okay? All right. I never sit at the front, so today God said you're sitting at the front, so all right. It's been a hard year. Me with Nicole had some heart issues this year, and God's been driving us to really become closer to him. And so we've had an incredible support group with Pastor Brent, our small group, and many, many others with just, God's been really pushing us to rely on him no matter what. And so it's been really hard to, you know, keep going to work and come back home and Cole's had a bad day and all that kind of stuff. And then people checking in on us, they're praying for us. And then come February, we're on a wait list for Nicole to have her surgery, and it got canceled and this and that, and we just had to trust God that his timing was right. And then come February, Nicole was able to go in for his surgery, and I remember sitting there, it was simple, super simple surgery for her, only about an hour and a half. And I remember just, okay, well, I'm just going to sit back and I'm just going to watch a movie just because I can't handle thinking if everything's going to be okay. And God kept pulling me aside, like every 10 minutes, 5 minutes. I want you to pray for this. I want you to pray for this surgeon. I want you to pray for this technician. I want you to pray for Nicole for an hour and a half. And I could just feel him just grinding into me. He said, Josh, you need to pray. You need to pray. Remember Nicole coming out, and the doctors found it. And that was a miracle in itself because she had to be off medication for a week. For them to be able to have her heart go into, it's almost like a tachycardia. And she didn't have any episodes for the whole week, but the minute she was on the table, the doctor literally kind of told Nicole, okay, you gotta stop talking, we found it. We need to fix this, and they were able to do it. And so it's just been an answer to prayer for all of us, for all of you that have prayed for us, checked in us, and even brought meals, and yeah, it was just wonderful. So,
wow.
What do we say? God is good.
And the two and the three, and because I love everybody, and I know
God is good.
And God is good, and two, and I really love everybody. Okay.
God is good.
There we go. That's a proper attitude. It's a good. From the mouth of babes, eh? I mean, that's a good attitude to have. I love everybody. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else that wants to come and share a one-minute blessing? You're long-winded like your pastor, many of you. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask the worship team to come. It's been a good morning. It's been a good morning just to hear all the little grassroots blessings that God has given every single one of us. And I know that this is going to make us all reflect on our own life and some of the blessings that God has given us. And I pray that you would turn that song back to the Lord. Bless the Lord. I bless you because you've blessed me. I just thank you, Lord. So let me close us in prayer, and then you're going to lead us out with one song. What's the song called?
Great Are You.
Great are you, Lord. That's a good one to end on. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you so much for all that you're doing in our lives. And thank you for all the stories, the little snapshots that we've heard today of your work in our lives. And Lord, we are just so blessed. We are just so blessed for all that you've given us. And Lord, help us to, help us, Lord, not to take for granted these blessings and help us not to forget them. But help us, Lord, to continue to yield our lives and submit our lives to you in full dependence, knowing that you are a good, good Father. Thank you for this time this morning. In Jesus' name.